In Iraq today, at least 14 people died and scores were wounded in clashes between Spanish-led troops and protesters near the southern city of Najaf, according to wire service reports. The Iraqis were protesting the reported detention of an aide to a prominent local Shiite cleric. The violence erupted when demonstrators approached a Spanish army outpost. The clash involving Spanish troops came a day after four suspected terrorists in suburban Madrid blew themselves up after police cornered them inside an apartment building. One policeman was killed in addition to the suspects, and 11 other members of security forces were injured. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Spain's Interior Minister Ángel Acebes gave a news conference this morning with more details on last night's explosion. He said there were four suspected terrorists, not three, and that one of them was Sarhan Ben Abdelmajid Fakhet, the alleged Tunisian ringleader of the March 11th massacre. Acebes said the fourth body was badly disfigured and apparently had a belt with explosives strapped around it. Spanish radio is reporting that it may have been a woman. Acebes also said police found 200 detonators and around 25 pounds of explosives of the same type used in the March 11th massacre. In that attack, 191 people were killed when bombs hidden inside backpacks exploded on commuter trains during the morning rush hour in Madrid. At another news conference late last night, the Interior Minister described how the standoff began. Acebes said the investigation into the March 11th attack had led police to an apartment rented by suspected terrorists in the blue-collar suburb of Leganés. He said police evacuated a large part of the neighborhood after surrounding the suspects. And when the suspected terrorists noted the police presence, the minister said, they commenced firing shots from the inside of an apartment while shouting slogans in Arabic. He said the police units then moved in, prompting the suspects to detonate the explosive charges. The blast blew off the facade of a four-story building. The incident came a day after security forces deactivated a bomb on a bullet train line from Madrid to the southern city of Seville. Since the March 11th attack, spokespeople claiming to represent al-Qaeda have said that Spain is being punished for supporting the United States in Iraq. Spain's incoming Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, has promised to pull Spanish troops out of Iraq. But Spaniards are now even more on edge about their country's apparent new status as a preferred target for Islamic terrorists. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.